We just received all the public representatives in Sligo, just received this memo from the department in relation to the contract ending at Clarion Village for state-supported Ukrainian accommodation. So the number of residents affected are 165, and that contract is going to end with, I understand, an end date of July 4th.
You'd be hopeful that perhaps Clarion Village would be returned to much-needed student accommodation then?
I'll be asking that the accommodation block will be returned for the provision of student accommodation. It's certainly something that's urgently needed, because we know on a daily basis now people are arriving late for their lectures because of bus times, etc. People have to leave their lectures or practicals early because of bus times. People are up earlier to get a bus to travel to college because of the lack of accommodation. So look, I welcome that the contract is ending. In terms of the state supported Ukrainian accommodation, it's not going to be renewed and end date July 4th. I will be asking and putting pressure on that this is returned to student accommodation. Everybody wants that. It's very, very close to the ATU college campus, third largest university in the country, and hopefully that will happen.
Would you have concerns though that it might not?
Well, I suppose we don't make these decisions at local level. I don't know is the answer, but certainly I'll be working towards that. It's not owned by the state, as we know. It's owned by a private operator. But what we require now is this to be returned to the local student community.